Over the course of the last few decades, biodigestion has become an increasingly more popular form of renewable energy. For example, since the fall of 2011, UW Oshkosh has had its very own biodigester, which produces about 10% of the campus's energy needs. These biodigesters are very similar to what we see in nature. Cattle, for example, utilize a chamber in their stomach called the rumen, which acts as a sort of miniature version of these biodigester chambers. They propagate heterotrophic microbes in order to break down organic material. My research explores both the similarities and the differences between these natural and artificial forms of biomass digestion on the microbial level. In order to do this, 16S rRNA gene sequencing data from two independent studies consisting of both a ruminal and biodigester sample were used. The results of this were that the dominant phyla bacteria were pretty much the exact same. Bacteria, proteobacteria, and firmicutes correspond to 94 to 98% of the total community. However, at a finer resolution, the dominant taxa varied considerably. This is what we would expect to see between two samples that are of pretty similar functionality, but are contained in two different environments. Additionally, the total diversity is where the two samples differed from one another. 298 operational taxonomic units were found in the biodigester samples, and 1,109 operational taxonomic units were found in the ruminal sample. This sort of just gives us an understanding of how different these communities are while having the same functionality. With a better understanding of how these systems work, we might be able to more effectively utilize these systems in the future. And that is what my research hopes to do.